RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Yeah, I'm glad that the Texans are in the playoffs. I just wish I felt like they had any chance, that it would be more entertaining. And they should win this week. As I said, I'm not going to be surprised at all if they lose. Yeah, but the Raiders also were winning an awful lot of close games, and a lot of those games, Carr was amazing for him in the fourth quarter. Take that out of the equation, and I especially at home, rookie quarterback, unless the guy just comes out and he's absolutely fearless. But I feel like the Texans ought to win the game. Lane Kiffin suddenly being out of a job right before the game here.
I mean, that's so weird. It's gotten so ugly so fast. And, I mean, it's clear that he just had a butting of heads with Nick Saban to the point where Nick Saban didn't want to deal with it anymore. And I don't blame him. Listen, you got a championship to play for. You don't want any distractions, especially from within. The distractions you could get rid of easily, so they're gone. I think it's a smart move by Nick Saban.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. There's also a lot of other good stuff. But we kind of went into it, and we'll grab some calls in just a second, but we went into it talking about just how historic Harden's game was the other night. New York Times did a thing comparing this game to some of the other really big ones. So 42 minutes, 53 points, 17 assists, 16 rebounds against the Knicks.
Oof.
First player in NBA history to have 50 or more points and 15 or more assists and rebounds in a single game. He also had assists on 8 three-pointers. So according to Elias Sports Bureau, he had a hand in 95 of Houston's 129 points.
That's pretty impressive.
The only player in NBA history to top that, Wilt Chamberlain. In his 100-point game, because he had 2 assists. Even Kobe Bryant, when he had the 81-point game, only had 2 assists, so he accounted for 86 points.
Man.
So, for that one game, when I saw that stat line, I'm like, you got to be joking, because I didn't get a chance to watch the game. And I didn't realize it was that rare and that sensational. But, yeah, what he and Westbrook are both doing statistically this year, and plus a lot of other guys in the league, is kind of silly. It's almost like a few years ago when the NFL was all quarterbacks throwing for 350 yards.
Yeah.
Seems like that's what's happening in the NBA right now with some of these guys. I just wanted to share that with the people.
Yeah. Listen, he's been impressive. I still think they're going to have a hard time. I think it's an uphill battle for him to make the All-Star, to be named a starter. And if you're not a starter on the All-Star team with what he's done so far, I just think it's going to be difficult for him to win the MVP.
I don't think the All-Star game has anything to do with the MVP.
No, I'm just saying, if you can't do that.
But that's, you even said it yourself. I mean, half of it's fan voting. That's not even, I don't even think they're relatable. If he keeps doing what he's doing.
Who's gotten more attention for what they've done this year, Russell Westbrook or
actually,
James Harden?
From the national people I've been following, Harden's been getting just as much. And it surprised me early in the season. But
I don't think Harden's gotten as much attention as Steph Curry has.
I don't know,
on
man.
On national. I mean, around here, obviously.
Maybe on TV you're watching, but from articles and stuff that I read on websites every day, there's almost one a day where somebody says, you know, Harden's making just as good a case as Westbrook. Almost one a day.
All right.
So, and those are the people who vote.
I mean, and I lean more towards what Harden's done just because his team's having more success.
15-2 over their last 17 games, and if you haven't paid any attention, they're only a game behind San Antonio for the 2 seed right now, and they're closer to that than they are the 4 and 5, which is Utah and LA Clippers. So yeah, they've been on an incredible run. Now, I don't know what that's going to translate to postseason. That's going to be a different conversation. But yeah, because I was laughing at some of the stuff I was reading a few weeks ago. I was like, oh, Harden in this race with Westbrook? Really? Westbrook's kind of going nuts, but. I mean, it's become a fairly common narrative. Let's squeeze in a couple calls. Jared, you're on the Blitz.
Sports. Go.
Hey now, sports.
Hey, so I'm new to the sports betting scene, and I just got a MyBookie account a couple of weeks ago. I've been playing around with it, and I just wanted to get your opinion. I don't really hear you guys talk much about parlay bets, so I wanted to know a percentage of how much you guys do parlay bets versus a straight bet.
Almost never. I think I speak for Fred when I say it's a rare thing, because the value that your website is going to give you or a book is going to give you on a parlay is less than the actual odds that you're going to hit it. So I don't parlay very often. I always tell people, if you insist on parlaying, try to limit it to two or three. A lot of people like to do these 8, 9, 10 teamers that when they hit, you look like a genius.
But yeah, it's a lottery ticket, and if that's what you're doing, you want to play the lottery, that's fine.
Yeah, but if you're trying to win consistently, I would say don't make it a huge part of your repertoire.
Yeah, and people always want you to give them parlay picks, and it's like, man, it's hard enough to get one game, guys.
Yeah.
But if you go get that audiobook that we did, you'll find we have a whole chapter on that and explains why. And if you haven't bought it, I highly recommend it. It's very cheap. You can get it at podcastarena.com,
yep.
GuyMediaPublishing.com, HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. About 2.5 hours, and you'll be a genius. Let's try David. What's up, David? Yo, David. All right, let's try Justin. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Sports is going on, man.
Awesome. Hey, I just had a comment I really wanted to get your opinion on. I cannot stand Danny Kanell. I think he's the worst person I've ever listened to on the radio. And I'll hang up and listen. Just want your opinion.
All right. Well, I mean,
that's not what it said he wanted to talk about. But
I don't know that he's the worst person I've ever heard on the radio. I don't listen to that show. I mean, it's not even, we don't even play that show on our station anymore. So if you're listening nationally, then, I mean, you've got other options. But, yeah, he's not for me. But I've that show in general was never really for me.
Yeah,
I've never liked Ryan Russillo that much. So, I mean, different strokes for different folks, as they say, Fred.
I think the reality is what they do on ESPN is very different, and it's not something I enjoy. I mean, they have to. There's a lot of I don't want to say forced takes, but that's what they are. There's a lot of things they want them to have opinions on that. You know, they want them to be provocative, but not so much that they go over the edge. And it's all kind of things that just don't really appeal to me. I don't like forced takes. I don't like, oh, everybody else is talking about this, so we have to talk about it and have opinions about it. Well, maybe you don't have an opinion on it. And, you know, I think they say a lot of things to get attention. That's my opinion. And, hey, it works. That's for ESPN National, that's their format. Works very well for them. Yep. And I think for a national thing, that's fine, because you have to apply, you have to appeal to a broader audience. But it's not something that entertains me. I don't like, I'll be honest, I just don't listen to much of anything anymore. It's not our show. If I'm driving around during the day, you know, I listen to rock music, I listen to Hair Nation or something, or yeah. Ozzy's Boneyard. Occasionally I listen to the NHL Network or NBA Network and just, you know, see what's going on there. But for the most part, I really don't listen to too much of anything. And sometimes I'll listen to, you know, I'll listen to Barry and Joel. I'll listen to Salisbury and Granato and Raheel and Granato if I'm out about those times of day. But usually I'm at home. So, and I'm just not listening to radio at that point.
Casey says, why is it that guys like Harden are, quote, one-dimensional, but defensive specialists like Ben Wallace are praised? Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that, I mean, Ben Wallace, the reason he had an NBA career, much less a really solid NBA career, is because he gave more effort than everybody else. He was undersized. He was a grinder. Let's also keep in mind, no one ever mentioned Ben Wallace in league MVP conversation. I mean, you're into totally different groupings of guys here. And typically it boils down to, you know, when guys are great on defense, it's mostly because of the effort that they give. And the fact is, I've seen I've seen Russell Westbrook make way better effort on the defense. Russell Westbrook's never going to be one of the best defenders in the league. It's just not his game isn't going to allow for it. Neither is Harden. And the way that the Rockets play is not going to allow for Harden to be the best defender in the league. But it's just about the effort that you see out of those guys. Ben Wallace was never supposed to be a great player. Ben Wallace did more with less than most people could do.
Yeah, and just getting back to the point I was making about national media, and the lead to this New York Times story says Thunder guard Russell Westbrook may have some competition in his quest to be the NBA's most valuable player. That's the New York Times. So right. Yeah, I'm just seeing a lot of that. That's all.
Well, listen, I'm not arguing that he's in the conversation. Absolutely he is. I think he's probably second in the conversation. I still think, for me, league MVP, I'd probably vote LeBron James. I think he's probably, if the voting happened today, he probably finishes third. But, you know, that's I think that Westbrook and Harden both have that and I know that I take it way more seriously than the people who vote for these things do as far as, like, defensive effort. I know that doesn't matter much to the people who have those votes for NBA MVP. It's been proven out over time that it doesn't matter. But I, for me personally, I just like the guys who are who give a little more effort on defense. And that's why I like guys like LeBron James. I like guys like Kawhi Leonard more than I like Russell Westbrook and James Harden.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Whitmire's. No better way to celebrate the new year. This is how I did it. I had a little single barrel at my place, and that's how I rang in the new year. And no better, there's nothing better out there to do that with than Whitmire's. And the cool thing is, if you haven't had a chance yet, get out and check out that cocktail bar and lounge. Thursdays and Fridays are open from 3 until 9, Saturdays from noon until 6, and you can enjoy all the great stuff that they have out there. You can buy it right there. And a cool thing, too, you can buy a bottle and take it home with you. And you can't do that a lot of places, but you can get Whitmire's right there. And the best part about going out there is they have all of their products. Like, I was in a liquor store the other day, and I was able to get some of their stuff, but they got everything there at the distillery. And how about this? Private events. You got a birthday coming up. You've got a bachelor party coming up. Maybe you just want to do one of those things where you have a retreat with your people and you want to take them someplace cool and get them away from the office and go try some great alcohol in a fantastic environment. Well, Whitmire's is going to make that happen. And if you haven't done one of those tours yet, now is the time. We're going to be giving one away tomorrow. But go tour the distillery. You get to try all the great products. You see how they're made. It's just a cool thing to do. Visit them right now, 16711 Hollister at Whitmire's.com. And they love the Blitzers. This is Houston's first distillery, Houston's best distillery. Run by Blitzers, run by veterans, the kind of guys that you want to do business with. And after you try their products, you're definitely going to want to try them all. That's Whitmire's.com.
Yo!
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And a bunch of people keep asking, what do you think of what Tony Romo did Sunday? He played one series, and he looked good. It was essentially a meaningless game, but I'm glad to see him get back out there and throw the ball around.
No doubt.
But let's not put too much into it. It's kind of hard to evaluate a guy on four passes.
Yeah.
But he looked good.
And it was just kind of nice to see him out there healthy.
It is. And obviously, it'll be real interesting to see what happens now moving forward. Obviously, he's not going to be you know, we probably won't see him in the playoffs unless things go horribly awry. But be interesting to see what happens to him going forward. And I like Tony Romo, always have. He's one of my favorite guys to watch in the league. I don't know how it's come up. I was talking to somebody the other night about how many guys I would pay to see anymore if I had an opportunity to go see him.
Yeah.
There's not many.
No.
I'd pay to still see Brady.
I think that's a no-brainer.
LeBron.
Yeah.
am a hockey dude, but I would pay money right now to see Austin Matthews, so that doesn't count. That's about it. That is about it. I don't have a very long list of guys that I would actually pay money to see in person.
Like just an individual player?
Yeah.
Because I mean, watching the Warriors is unbelievable to me. Seeing them live is unbelievable. But stripped down to, like, if everybody on the Warriors was going to sit except for Steph.
Or KD.
Either one of them. I don't know that I'm getting the same experience. If Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving were out, it'd still be worth it to go watch LeBron play.
Yeah,
the list is pretty short, man. The list is pretty short. I'll give you that.
See, Tyler, you're young. He's
also broke. He's not paying to see anybody.
Yeah, right? I'm a radio producer.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give you the money to go see three guys. Who are they?
Brady, for sure. A lot of the baseball guys are gone. Like Jeter, I would have paid for. Mariano would have paid for, but
I feel bad because I don't have a baseball guy on my list anymore.
Yeah, there's not much.
I would have had Jeter at the end because you weren't going to see him again.
I paid multiple times to see Jeter and Mariano, so I mean those two were definitely on my list. I don't know. I mean, as fun as Mike Trout is, I don't know that, I'm going out. Hell, I can actually say without doubt, I haven't gone out of my way to see the guy. Yeah. He's been here. I mean, he's in division with the local team. I don't make an appointment to get out there and watch him play.
Man, I live right.
Yeah, I live right next door.
I have no excuse not to be down there. But, same thing with the NBA.
I'd like to watch Clayton Kershaw pitch in person.
That's not a bad one.
I mean, if I had to pick a baseball guy to play one game, I'd watch Clayton Kershaw.
That's what Tyler said. I'd pay to watch Kershaw. But Romo was one of the guys I liked watching. I wouldn't go pay to watch him. No, not now. That's a problem. A lot of guys that you might have a few years ago, Adrian Peterson, for example, can't play anymore. So,
yeah.
Either hurt or...
God, I would have paid to watch Todd Gurley run last year. Now, I don't know if you could pay me to go to a Rams game.
Wait, what? I paid to see Jake Marisnyk play.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's who he was there to see.
It says there's nothing was like Tiger in person. Not anymore, though. I mean, Tiger's not.
I wouldn't pay to watch anybody play golf in person.
I've watched. There was a time when I really liked golf, and I followed Tiger around at Champions one year.
You on a press credential, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you weren't paying money to watch that.
No, I've never paid money for a golf tournament.
No.
But, yeah. What about UFC guys? I bet you that.
I've seen most of them live already.
And you haven't had to pay for them, so.
Yeah.
It's probably not a fair question for us.
Yeah, it's not. It's different for me because I've seen almost everybody fight.
And see, that's.
So it's not like a. It wouldn't be like a great experience. Like, I got to see Anderson Silva fight a couple times in his prime. Got to see St. Pierre fight in his prime. I don't know. And McGregor and Rousey don't do it for me the way that some of these other, that they do it for other people. So, no, I don't think there's anybody that I'm like goo-goo about seeing.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm kind of that way about concerts now too, because
I'm the same.
I've pretty much seen everybody I ever wanted to see. And I think the last one I went to was that one we did in Vegas with Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
But I take it back. I went to a local show. I went, like local bands. Like I went to see 12 different them, but, 6, 7, 8. Fred, I missed the show about you moving. What's going on? Thought you loved not having a yard. I'm not going to have a yard in the new place either. I'm just buying a townhome. It's time to buy something. You know, I'm investing now in everything. And the reality was, the apartment was great because we didn't know if we were going to be here. I mean, we were going basically year to year.
Right.
And we thought about moving back to Toronto. We thought about all kinds of stuff, but I'm going to be here for a while. I've got, besides this job, that website is something that we're going to build up over the next couple of years. I've got all of the stuff that I'm doing with the book and the movie are all going to be based here. So I need to be here for at least 5 years. So it kind of makes sense to buy something. And I like the area I'm moving into. It's one of the fastest growing in the city. And I think it's just a fantastic investment.
So. D-Trent says MVP criteria to separate. Which team would have biggest drop off without their star? Rockets, Thunder, Cavs. He says Rockets. I would almost immediately disagree. I would probably put Rockets third on that list. Because within this system that they're running right now, they've got three guys, I think, or four guys in the top 10 in threes made in the league. I mean, they've got guys running up and down the court shooting threes. I mean, obviously, they would have a drop-off, a major drop-off without James Harden. I still think the biggest drop-off would be the Cavs. We've seen what the Cavs are without LeBron James, and it's ugly. It's really, really bad. It's first pick in the draft bad. And it, now...
That's how you got Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Now...
And Anthony Bennett.
If you take Russ Westbrook off the Thunder... Ooh, I mean, they're not as high up as the other two. They don't have as far to drop, but it would be a pretty steep fall.
Although we kind of saw that when he was hurt a little bit, when they were both hurt at times last year, they were basically a team that won 30% of its games without him. That would be that's unfortunately that's the only way you're going to be able to judge it. And I hope
it doesn't happen.
And
to
I don't
any
think you
them.
Want to see those guys get hurt because if you see Harden get hurt, then you'll see the difference. If you see Westbrook get hurt, you'll see what the team is without him. Same thing with LeBron. Now, just for the sake of argument, if they wanted to all get hurt for 3 weeks each, and then we could judge it that way, see what the team record is for those 3 weeks. But even then, you know, one of the teams might be playing a bunch of dogs and still have a good record.
Yep.
Might be getting a steady diet of 76ers. Soccer Bilal says he's paying to watch Cristiano Ronaldo play in a few weeks. There's some of those soccer guys like Messi, and it's not my thing.
It's not for me.
Yeah. But I get why people would pay money to see those dudes. 713-780-ESPN. Tyler, I remember you told me 3 years ago, Barr, you almost jumped ship to Colorado. I almost jumped ship to Colorado again a few months ago. That was one of the reasons why I signed an extension to stay here. So I had a real good opportunity there. I had a real good opportunity in Toronto coming up. And we just wanted to be here. And the cool thing is, it's like I said, so much of what I'm going to be doing with these other projects, I need to be here for anyway.
Yeah.
A lot of people wanting to know where I'm moving. I don't really want people to know where I live. It's
not far from where you already live.
It's not far from where I live, and it's in the fastest growing part of Houston. So you ought to be able to figure that out. And it's going to be really cool. The best thing, the one thing I like about it is I actually have a running trail right there now that I can go biking and running on every morning. Cool. Yeah, because that's the one thing where I am. You have to bike through downtown, and you'll get killed. I mean, people will kill you walking. They'll kill you driving. That's just how downtown is. Hey, guess who's back with us? And I'll tell you what, very excited because we put in our order today for Blue Apron. And this place is fantastic. They have fresh ingredients and recipe delivery. It's the number one service in the country that does that. And the great thing is they're going to send you food, fantastic food. And they're going to send you recipes. And the wife loves these. She kept a bunch of these recipes, and she does a lot of those as well. And you get the food is so good, and they can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. And they ship the exact amount of each ingredient required for recipe, and they're reducing food waste. So I don't know about you, AJ, but with Blue Apron, I could do this. They give you all the ingredients. They just lay it out for you. And it's real easy. You can make most of these meals in 40 minutes or less.
I could do it, but I don't do it because my wife cooks. Otherwise, it'll just get ruined. But these guys do it the right way, and they make it super easy. I think I could do it if I had to. I mean, if you can do it, I'm pretty sure I can do it. It's always fresh. It's always simple. Check out this week's menu. Get your first three meals for free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. It's so easy. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
ESPN 97.5.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Nolan said, I only ask because I live in a townhouse in an area just like you described, but it's in Memorial. Yeah, it's actually does have a little front yard to it. I mean, but it's not something I want to mess with.
Not something you're going to have to mow.
No. That's why I pay HOA fees. So, but I'm looking forward to it. It's just going to be it's just a pain in the ass to have to deal with something every day from these people.
Yeah.
Right when because you know how anal I am about trying. I mean, I plan my day out very. Yeah, you know, I have a routine every single day, and I hate getting taken out of it. And, of course, this morning I had to just drop 2 hours of stuff to go do it and to work on things for them. And tomorrow I got to do that. And it's always like last minute I get this. Oh, Jesus, we should be done with this. Damn it. Yeah. So I'll feel better after we close and start moving stuff in. Lamont asked for what your passion is. How was Toronto or Denver a real good opportunity? Well, Denver wasn't in sports. It was I was going to be running a company up there, and it was going to be – it was a really good opportunity for me because it was an awful lot of money. And I would love to live in a place with legal weed. But the thing with Toronto was more about the wife. She was a CFO when she came down here, and she still has job offers, and she had a real good opportunity. And you know, the cool thing about that was if we were to go up there, I don't have to work for a year because I can't unless somebody sponsors me. But I had made some pretty good contacts up there, and I was going to play poker for a while and let her pay all the bills. And so, I mean, different kind of things, but, you know, bottom line is what I'm doing here is what I want to do, and I'm really excited because we're going to be filming the movie in Houston, and I want to be a part of that, and it's, so I'm here for a while.
Yeah.
It's always fun. 713-780-ESPN. How about we give something away here?
You got it going on here.
Right now things are great.
And you're a busy man. You've got a lot of irons in the fire.
I am a busy man, but it's fun. It's fun busy. It's nothing everything I'm doing, I love. And I had to turn down a...
turn down for what?
JJ. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I had a friend of mine who's I think will do really well with this, but wanted me to ghostwrite a book for him and was going to pay me really well. And I was like, I just can't do it right now. I can't take on another project. It's, you know, plus that's not really fun doing that work. Hey, UFC is coming to Houston. Win a pair of tickets before you can buy them. Don't miss the return of the Korean zombie, Chang Sung Young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Battling the featherweight contender, Dennis Bermudez. Plus the Mexican phenom, Alexa Grasso, takes on strawweight veteran, Felice Herrig. Evan, you should be reading this because you know all these guys. I admit, I don't know very many of these guys. I just know him as the Korean zombie. I could have told you his real
name. Chan Sung-jung.
Evan Dunham squares off against Abel Trujillo in a clash of the lightweight stars. Don't want to wait? Get your tickets early during the presale Thursday, January 5th, beginning at 10 a.m. with the promo code ESPN at HoustonToyotaCenter.com. Caller 15.
There you go. Yeah, I think they should also mention that Houston's own Alex Morano is fighting on that card as well.
He's not on here.
Yeah, I know. He should be. It's okay. A quick turnaround for him. He actually begged Dana to put him on that card, and Dana wasn't going to do it because it was such a short turnaround, but he told him he'd be ready in time. And so Dana called him and basically checked on him after his fight, told him to have a good holiday, and Alex asked him again, and Dana said, all right, fine. We called him the next day, said, all right, you're on the card.
Now if you could just get Derek on there too.
Derek, he's already booked.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's booked for a pay-per-view, so he won't be on there. He's fighting Travis Brown. So he's got...
Nice.
He's fighting top 10 guys now. He can't...
Yeah, I hadn't seen that, but I was wondering who was going to be next. That's a pretty good step for him.
Ronda Rousey's boyfriend.
Yeah. Knock some sense into him, too. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Kind of getting back to the... Let me back to the NFL for just a minute, if we can. We talked a lot about the Texans and all the sideshow stuff. You know, Osweiler playing now because of the Savage injury. We talked about the alleged rift that's going on between O'Brien and Rick Smith. What do you think happens in the game Sunday? Just how do you see that game going? Other than 12-10, I think we all know.
Yeah, I think it's like a 6-3 type game. I just think it's going to be a really ugly game. I think that both teams, you're going to see them trying to run a lot, and but the other teams are going to know they're going to be trying to run a lot. I think maybe you'll see the Raiders take a couple more chances than the Texans will, but I don't think much more. And I don't know who's going to win. I think the Texans will win. I think.
Yeah,
but I have zero confidence in saying that out loud.
Yeah, we'll do this. I feel like the Texans are going to win.
I feel like the Texans should win.
Yeah. Now I think if you look at the Texans defense, the Raiders are not going to be able to throw the balls effectively without Derek Carr. Not just his throwing ability, but the way he kept plays alive in that first game and got the ball downfield. And you can only cover a guy for so long, and I think you saw some of that. He made some big plays, especially in the fourth quarter. I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball effectively against the Texans, because since early in the season, the Texans have been really good against the run. And so you're going to need Connor Cook to make a couple plays. Now, we have seen the Texans give up some big plays on defense. We saw it against the Bengals. Yeah. So that would be my concern. As long as they don't have anything like that happen, like Brandon LaFell going for 80-plus on you. And you've got guys who can do that for the Raiders. You get the ball to Amari Cooper. He can do that. And I think that's the only real concern. And I think they'll play very conservatively on defense and keep everything in front of them and stop the run. And as far as the Raiders go, they're going to try to get pressure on the ostrich. And I think they will. I haven't decided if I'm calling him the ostrich or the giraffe. It's still early yet. But I think they're going to try to get pressure on him, and the Texans are going to try to run it at him with Lamar Miller, and they should be able to do that effectively. And I kind of think 17-10?
Okay.
Somewhere in that range?
Yeah, it's asking that. You're talking about three touchdowns being scored in that game.
Well, I figure one of them will be a defensive touchdown.
Okay.
And the Texans probably give up a punt return. Well, they'll have one breakdown where they give up a big play. And I hope it's not our guy Quentin Dempsey does it.
No.
He gets beat on the double move. But you'll have one breakdown there, and I think that's what you're going to get. So, 251 asks, do you think that Ronda Rousey is the female MMA version of Mike Tyson? Both good fighters who were overhyped with the media, but disappointed in big matches against skilled fighters. Absolutely not. Both of them, when Tyson beat everybody there was to beat until he got knocked out by Buster Douglas and all the off court stuff got him. I compare him more to Tiger Woods. He was not overhyped at all. He was fantastic.
Mike Tyson was it.
And Ronda Rousey wasn't overhyped.
Ronda Rousey just came along before. It's kind of like saying that Chuck Liddell or Ken Shamrock, these guys, like Ronda Rousey was kind of a pioneer. She fought at a time where she had a certain skill set, and there just weren't a lot of women's MMA fighters to catch up with it. I think Uriah Faber's another good example, a guy who dominated like the lower weight classes, like 135, 145.
Yeah.
And it just kind of paved the way for that. And then eventually, as they got on in their careers, the people who said, oh, well, if this person can do it, I can do it. And by that time, these people are reaching the end of their careers, and other people who have trained their whole lives are now doing it. It's inevitable.
How many guys do you think
Tyson is much different?
Randy Couture and Chuck Liddell influenced
tons
in the sport.
Tons.
And now, and I think you're going to see 10 years from now all these girls that Ronda Rousey inspired, and you're going to see much better fighters across the board. And Tyson's thing just fell apart with legal issues and everything.
Mostly the rape. I mean, the fight against Buster Douglas, that may have been him
that was,
partying a little too much and getting the whole, big head.
The whole Robin Givens thing was going on at the time, too.
Yeah, he had a lot of distractions, which were, by the way, brought on by him.
Yeah.
It happened from someone else.
They're self-inflicted.
But Mike Tyson, make no mistake, and the same goes for Ronda Rousey. During their prime, they were by far the best at what they were doing. I would just say that the falls have been a little bit different.
Yeah, I don't know where you're getting overhyped from. I think that's just one of those let's try to tear something down things. But geez, excuse me. That's a pretty good sneeze there. I think I almost lost a lung.
Yeah.
But good thing I shaved today, or I would have
been bad if you died.
I'd have had snot all over my beard. like you often do. But I don't have a beard. In fact, I don't even have stubble because I use Harry's. And tell you what, love these razors. They're smooth. They're easy to use. The best part is they send them right to you. And they're inexpensive. For decades, one big razor company, they'll increase prices and they'll reap immense profits at the expense of you guys. And how much does it suck when you go in the store and they've got to unlock the razors? Well, how about this? Harry's, you don't have to do that. You know, they knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory. They take less profit. They sell directly to you over the internet, so you don't have to worry about somebody unlocking anything. It's going to show up right there at your door. They offer their blades at half the price. They're still just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay if you go to the store. And they have everything you need for a real close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, five precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. And they're so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover the shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the Blitz, go to harrys.com right now. Enter the code FAUR, F-A-O-U-R, at checkout. You'll get a post-shave balm, also free, which I really like. That thing's pretty cool. That's harrys.com, code FAUR, F-A-O-U-R.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. We'll be coming to Saloon Door Brewery in Webster this Friday. Join us as we broadcast live from the brewery beginning at 4 to get you ready for this weekend's NFL playoffs. And congratulations to Drunk Bevo, frequent contributor to the show, for winning the $25 gift card and the t-shirt to Bedrock City Comics. All right. First up, we usually do Hey Man Bleep That, but we didn't get to do Dumbass Report yesterday, and you've got some stuff for that.
Well,
and
I just had a story that was actually, it kind of flashes back to your, I want to say this was the last time we did Hey Man Bleep That.
Yeah.
Was yours about parking space disputes?
Yes. Yes.
Well, two men got into a dispute over a parking space at a mall in Phoenix. And instead of just yelling and shouting at each other, they both pulled out their guns on each other. Like, this is how serious it is. Yeah,
so it's a death battle for the parking spot.
Eventually, when the cops started to show up, they fled. And an officer located and stopped the vehicle in a parking lot. Howard said as the officer was walking up to the truck, the suspect fled again and crashed into a power box before leaving the lot. He was detained without further incident. I mean, he like, when I say drove into a power box, this isn't like the type of thing he could have recovered from, like just backed up and gone away,
right,
and smashed into this thing.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, we just go throwing back to your recent Hey Man Bleep That, I thought that would be a funny story to tell. But,
well, I'll tell you what mine was going to be. It's we always have, there's always airplane stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're involved in them, sometimes I'm involved in them. I've been on a pretty good run of late where I haven't had any issues on a plane in a while, which I'm very happy about. In fact, even United, which I hadn't had the best of luck with, I've had really good luck with. But if I'd been on this flight from Australia to San Francisco, there would have been dead people, because think about how long that flight is. There's 252 people on this plane, right? A U.S.-bound flight from Australia had to be rerouted to New Zealand after a United Airlines passenger had a meltdown when two passengers on either side of him began speaking to each other while he sat in the middle seat. Says, if you guys treat people right on these things, you see two last names the same, don't put someone else in the middle of them, he told the flight attendant. And he was being really nasty, and she basically said, you know, we can turn the flight around. said, do you know how cool it would be to have the airplane turned around because of me?
Oh, my.
You were going to do that? You do that. I'm being so impolite, aren't I, fat ass?
Oh, my.
And that got the plane diverted to New Zealand.
And so sitting between fat people can get you...
No, he called the stewardess a fat ass.
Oh!
Yeah. And, sorry, flight attendants. I'll get five texts from flight attendants out there saying, Fred, come on. We're not stewardesses anymore. At least I didn't call you flying waitresses. But the video was uploaded by passenger Neil Kay, who labeled the dude a, quote, misogynistic, homophobic bigot. Because the passengers he was complaining about were reportedly of Indian or Pakistani descent.
Okay.
There's been no evidence released that incriminates a man for saying anything of the discriminatory nature. But it had to be kind of bad because...
Now, if you sit me between two... obese Indian men, I'll be upset too.
Yeah, but it won't be because they're Indian.
No, I don't care about that.
No,
but if you sit me between two obese people in general, which has happened to me before, if you recall.
Yes. Oh yeah, I remember that.
But I was not pleased.
But here's what sucks about this: the other 252 people on that flight had to be put up in hotels for the night. You imagine being delayed another day on a flight that's already going to take you what 15 hours, whatever it is. So yeah, that was going to be my hey man, bleep that.
I had one more great story. This in Massachusetts, this guy was going to get his fifth DUI.
Jeez, that's pretty good.
Because he wrecked his car.
That's one for the thumb.
Yeah, wrecked his car and fled the scene. Well, the cops there now have the helicopters with infrared. They found him hiding 10 yards away from his car. Like... did not make it far. Just went into the wood line and laid down, hoped that the cops wouldn't find him. But yeah, the car had two different license plates, was perpendicular to the road. not a good sign. But yeah, they found him 10 yards away, 10 yards into the wood line.
All right, that's gonna wrap it up. Want to thank Tyler Scott for filling in, doing a pretty good job today. AJ Hobman always does a great job. John Lee will be back tomorrow. For those of you who are panicking and thinking he is permanently leftist, he just took an extra day off, which if he told us he was doing that, we could have done that too. But that's all right. We don't want to get the year off to a slow start. We will be back tomorrow for a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Hopefully it'll be a lot of fun. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
Well, I clean this way with the hands of uncertainty. So let mercy come and wash away.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.